Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And we're back again after being on tour, you know.
And we have a lot of tea today.
We have so much tea.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Just from one city. Mind you guys, we still have Atlanta, so go check out those tickets. We are close to being sold out. So before we get into anything else, go and get those Atlanta tickets.
It's April 5th.
April 5th. It is on a Saturday, so it is time to turn the F up.
Yes. New York show was a freaking blast.
It was a grand ghetto ball.
But it was so much going on behind the scenes that people did not know about. And of course, we're like, we're saving all of this for the podcast. We have to just tell them everything. And then on top of that, it was like other drama with like these other podcasters, which we're for sure going to get into after the New York tea. But, well, how did you feel like the New York show went?
Honesty?
Okay, let's also just
preface and clarify that. Okay,
everybody loved the show. Everybody said, oh my God, they did so great. Oh my God, they did so amazing. It was so much fun. Blah, 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 whatever. But we were so scrambled, so discombobulated, so pissed off, so stressed out, like more than Arizona, more than LA. Like it could not have, I mean,
it could not have gone worse. Honestly,
it could have gone worse.
I don't think so at this point, because I literally,
it could have gone worse.
I had a little tear rolling down my face.
No, it could have gone worse.
What a day. What a literal day. We had to sweet talk. Yeah. Okay. So let's start from the top.
Yeah.
Oh, what I wanted to preface and say that, like, you know, we appreciate y'all for showing up and coming there. People who have traveled, who literally have, you know, like, saved their money to come and see us. We appreciate y'all. We value you. We adore you guys. And we appreciate y'all for all of the support and the love, because y'all literally do keep us going, because we really are a two-woman show.
Yeah.
On all accords, and we appreciate your patience, your understanding, your kindness, and just most importantly, your support. So I want to say that before everything else, and we only get bigger and better and better and better. Yeah. And we learn from every single mistake that we make. So the main thing for me is that I can't even go into it without taking accountability first, because it's like, it was a lot that, like, I guess being us two, we missed with the contract.
Okay, here, let me tell it. So basically,
it stresses me out still.
Yeah,
so basically,
we had booked this venue, right? This venue is, keep in mind, I'm gonna just tell
a church.
Can I tell them how much it costs?
Yeah.
Okay, it costs about $14,000 for this venue, right? Keep in mind, we knew that the venues in New York were going to be more expensive.
Going at $15,000 to $20,000.
Yeah, most of the venues are priced that way. So we were like, okay, whatever, you know, it is what it is. We paid less for the other venues in LA and Arizona, but also we made a lot less money because we had a lot less people. Arizona, we didn't even make no money. So let's just put that out there. We really did that show for y'all. We didn't make shit. So,
and mind you, I'm going to just say how much the venue was in LA.
No, I don't think that's necessary.
No, just the comparison. It's like, it was like 10,000 cheaper. So our base pay of like going around thinking that, like, all right, every single venue is going to be around this price. No, the moment we started looking, it was like a rude awakening of just like, oh wait, like,
yeah, we're thinking every venue is going to be about $5,000-$6,000. Exactly, we're only going to be there for a couple of hours, like, whatever. We still got to hire all the people that we need and pay for all the stuff that we need. So obviously, you know, we end up coming out of our pocket a lot more than that, but just like the venue base price, you know, that's what we were looking for. But like I said, this venue was like $14,000. We realized close to, because when they advertise the venue, they don't obviously advertise it as a church. It's just a venue, it's a location. Yeah. So when we actually had to wire the money over to them, they said like, oh, Armenian church of some. And we're like, huh? Like, church.
And so then when I go to New York for Valentine's Day, I see this actual church, whatever. Right.
She went,
and mind you, it ain't nothing but scammers up in that church.
Right. She went to go look at the actual venue and was like, no, like, this is a church, but like, I do see the event space and it's not like too churchy. So like, we're going to be good, whatever. So we're like, cool. Keep in mind, every venue that we've got, when we get there, what the money covers is the staff that we need for merchandise, the bartenders, and somebody at the door to check the tickets. That is normal. That is natural. That is like
staff covered.
Yeah. Not
even security.
It's a part of what we're paying for. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously. So whatever, we send over the money, do the contract, whatever the case, blah, 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 get ready for the show. I want to say 30 minutes before the show, no, like an hour or two before the show, our assistant and our tour manager go to the venue to like make sure everything is like looking how it needs to, running how it needs to.
Setting up the step and repeat.
Right. And they say, oh, they're sitting here saying that we don't have any staff. There's no staff for y'all to use. There's nobody to take anybody, check anybody at the door. There's nobody to sell your merchandise. There's nobody for anything except for we have bartenders because the bartender's money is going to them. So
mind you, it looks like a whole congregation of people there. Like the staff.
It's 100 people there.
It literally was so many. They had, mind you, they had four bar setups. They had four. They had five. And remember, we were like, we actually don't need this cash room. We need this room for us to be able to sit. We need actual green room for us to sit down in. Mm-hmm. And all that. So they had so much staff. They had like five security guards waiting at the door. And they were like, we have no one to staff your
but keep in mind, nobody for us though. Nobody for us. Nobody for us to use. We're like, so what are we supposed to do? We are literally four women. It's me, Shy, our tour manager, and our assistant. And then we have our hype girl that travels with us too. That's Mia. But that's not her job. She doesn't do anything except for go on stage and like hype y'all and like party with y'all and like make the time a grand time.
While you are waiting for us to get on stage.
Right. So looking for easy, flavorful meals that fit your busy schedule? Factor's got you covered with chef-made gourmet dishes that are dietitian-approved and ready in just 2 minutes. Whether you're on the go or just want to eat well without the hassle, these meals help you stay on track while enjoying great taste. Fuel up, feel great, and keep moving. No prep required.
With everything going on, especially while us touring, Factor meals have been a game changer. Between the nonstop schedule and trying not to overspend or waste money on groceries, having ready-to-eat meals that are actually good has made life so much easier. No stress, no extra time spent cooking, just quick, delicious meals that keep things running smoothly. Honestly, we have been a fan of Factor Meals since we first got sponsored with them in the beginning. It is such a game changer, you guys. The meals are delicious. They are quick and they are effective for sure.
It saves us so much money while we're touring. And, you know, when we're out and getting groceries and all of that, it's just too much. The groceries go bad with this. We know what meals we're going to get, how many we're going to get, what we're going to eat. And we just love it all around. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals. Based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/behindthelikes50off. Use code behindthelikes50off to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code behindthelikes50off at factormeals.com/behindthelikes50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
We're in the hotel scrambling like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Blah, blah, blah. Like all the girls come back. We're like, all right, we got to think quick on our feet. This is what it is. Taylor, you're now about to go work at the door. Mia, you're now about to take pictures with the meet and greet people and the VIP people. Sabrina, you're about to have to do the merch. That's our assistant. So we're like giving ourselves these jobs, but keep in mind, we still need each other for everything. Mm-hmm. So it's just so discombobulated. It's so all over the place. They didn't even line up the VIP guests properly for the first meet and greet. They have them all out, sprawled across in the lobby, got 100 and something people waiting in this damn lobby.
You missed an important part.
What?
While we're finding this out, the woman, the event coordinator, while Winter's on the phone, like, I'm getting my makeup done. Winter's getting finished with her makeup. Taylor calls us and it's just like, you know, the lady's saying that we don't have any staff. She's saying this in real time right now while we're in the hotel and Taylor and Sabrina are still at the venue. The lady has the absolute nastiest, disgustingest, vilest attitude over
so
the phone.
So disrespectful.
So disrespectful, so nasty, so rude on the phone. And it's just literally, I'm getting my makeup done. We're just talking to her and she's just like, so you don't have any staff? She was just like, no, we don't have any staff. Like, babe, this is our, like, she was just like, this is already underneath the budget for what we normally charge and this and that. And so, like, she's saying something else to somebody else. And Winter's like, ma'am, are you talking to me? And she was like, this conversation doesn't pertain. She said, she literally said, this conversation doesn't even pertain to you right now. So, literally, Winter's on the phone, like, like doing like that. And she's like, not saying anything. So we're literally just on the phone. Like, we're on the phone dealing with that whole situation. So in the meantime, she's just like, all right, we're going to need our deposit back. So we can't say nothing crazy to this girl. So she's just like, all right, I'm going to curse her out as soon as she's over. I was like, no, we still need our deposit. So we can curse her out after we get the deposit. But
you're going so fast. But yes, you are right. Literally in the moment, me and Shy are looking at each other like, who the hell is this lady talking to? She's so disrespectful. She's not even like, oh my gosh, like, we're sorry there's been like a misunderstanding.
Very blunt.
She's just like, okay, well, too bad. It just is what it is.
You know how I feel about that type of shit.
We're not going to be able to do this show if we don't have these people. So yes, like I said, we're like, okay, we can't say shit. In my mind, I'm like, I got to just shut my mouth. And basically, like, this lady has all the power. She could shut this whole shit down. Mm-hmm. And we need our deposit back also. So I'm like, I can't say nothing to her after the show either. So when we do get to the show, we go see the lady. The lady is like 4'11". Mm-hmm. She's hella freaking short. She's like shorter than me. Me and Shy standing over her. I said, we standing over her like the Grow Sisters. Yeah. We weren't trying to, but like, we were just way taller than her. But it was just it was different energy in person.
It wasn't in the beginning. I had to really smooth talk her. It really wasn't. She still was aggressive. And I had to be like, look, we're here. Like, they were doing their own thing. Winter was trying to figure out the lights. And so I had to like really sweet talk that lady and be like, look, we are here to where I literally had to kiss her literal ass. And it's like, I know you get more bees with honey. So I was just like, look, we are here. We are trying to work together. We are four-woman team. Yeah. We are literally doing the best that we can, and we don't need this extra bar space. So the extra servers, the extra staff that you have, I can teach them how to use our POS system. I was a bartender before. I know that a POS system isn't that. Like, I'm literally, like, verbatim, like, just telling her, like, we need this, this, and this. Like, we don't have anyone on our team to be able to do anything.
And this is 30 minutes.
You are utilizing every single person that we have. So, mm-hmm. like, I'm like, we need to be able to work together. So I end up speaking to one of the guys, and I'm just, like, sweet talking both of them. And, like, I get on the spot, and I'm just like, look, we can, this extra staff that is not necessary for this four bar setup, mm-hmm. we can teach them how to do this, this, and that. So this is literally 30 minutes before the VIP doors open. So we are scrambling. I'm talking to them. They agreed to let us like use their people. I'm going back and forth telling the front desk, the front door, the VIP, the code of conduct, how they're supposed to line up, what they're supposed to do. I'm telling, I'm helping the merch people set up the merch, do the POS system, do all of these things. I'm going to the bar, figuring out every single thing that we need to have done. All this while, about 30 minutes before we open. So we basically bamboozled her into giving us the staff that was supposed to be promised in the beginning, whole thing.
Yeah, but it was just a lot. So, but honestly, like, looking back, like, I know, okay, Shy is a lot harder on us than I am, because every time we've done a show or anything, she's like, oh my God, it was terrible. Oh my God, it was terrible. And then everybody is like, no, you guys did really good.
I don't think we did bad at all. I think just the way that the intro.
We forgot a major thing. Like, that was obviously a big thing. But another thing that happened that we had to overcome was the DJ.
Oh my.
Y'all. And the DJ. Yo, and I'm so fucking mad that he got paid. He should have not got paid.
Do business like that. We still have to pay him regardless.
No, we could have.
He shouldn't have got paid
him
that much.
He should not have got paid as much as he got paid. He literally got over. But look, y'all, the DJ got drunk as hell, bro.
Drunk AF, bro. I was livid.
Do you? If anybody was at the New York show, I know y'all saw me looking. I was looking at this damn DJ.
This man, he missed every and like verb like. I'm not. We told Taylor and Mia to tell him every single social cue, every single cue that we needed. The 15, 15, 14, 13. Bro, there were times where we asked for the music, the games, the music to come on. I see him doing this. Two drinks in his hand and his phone. I don't know how he had three hands, the whole shit.
I kept having to be like, DJ, can we have some music? Like, why are you not playing any music? Why are you literally not doing any? I wish I knew the DJ's name, because I would shout out how terrible he was, because that shit pissed me the fuck off. Like, literally all you have to do is come play music for 90 minutes here and there. Make sure you hit the cues. Make sure it's turned up. And then on top of that, the reason why we even had to get that DJ was because Taylor, our tour manager, y'all know Taylor. Taylor hired a girl DJ. She is a known person. We have a mutual friend, whatever. I was actually excited to have her come DJ, because I was like, okay, she's a woman. You know, I have a mutual friend with her. Like, I've met her before. Yeah. I've met her before. And, wait, what's his name? DJ Bam. DJ Bam was the DJ who fucked up in New York. So shout out to DJ Bam. You fucked up our show and you got drunk as hell and you're unprofessional, but you could be happy with that money that you got, but you had us fucked up. But anyways, so back to the girl. So I was excited to have the girl DJ. This is why you can't put nothing in men's hands, because men can't get it done. Like, clearly, look, this is what happened when the girl couldn't come. But she kind of like did a lot too, because, you know, we offered her the rate that we pay the DJs for these shows. Keep in mind, it's not that long that we do these shows. So it's like, it's a pretty good amount to get paid. And, bro, day of or day like night before or something, she's like, oh, I only have my laptop. I don't have any DJ equipment. I don't have anything. Like,
I could be a DJ. She goes, that, getting paid now.
She goes, that's not in the rate that you guys provided. That's not in. How are you going to be a DJ without the D or the J? I'm so confused. You're just going to be a DJ running around with your laptop? Like, no. Like,
with
you,
a remix?
Right. What the hell are you? Like, people, honestly, are so unprofessional.
This situation made me see why people have their traveling DJs with them. Because the social cues, they already know. What we're going to talk about, they already have done it. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this. That made me see.
It's so true. Like, you need your team. You need a team. Love our team. And, like, the people that we're with, like, we really genuinely love them so much because we overcame this fucking issue. Mm-hmm. And we still managed to have a good show. Don't listen to Shy. We did have a good show. Despite all of those, is the word adversities?
Adversities, yeah.
Despite all of those adversities, we were able to come together for women and make that shit mm-hmm. happen.
We did.
And it would have been a lot of other people would have crumbled under that pressure. And instead of us crumbling, we came together and we're strong and got through that shit. And everybody was happy. Everybody had a good time, got tipsy, got drunk, got their pictures, got their videos, like whatever the case may be. We sat there, we met with all them people. Didn't matter if we were stressed the fuck out. We loved meeting y'all. Literally every single one of y'all, we loved meeting y'all.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot. And then, not even that, and then at the end, two of our people on our team got into an argument, y'all. They was in there. Oh, God, it was just too much.
It was a lot. And look, at the end of it, we was like, look, the only people allowed to argue are me and Winter.
Right.
Everybody else, y'all take that shit somewhere else, because I was like, y'all seen how this day has gone and you want to end it on a note like
arguing?
This? Arguing? Are you fucking serious?
They were really in there arguing. Me and Shy looking like, stop, guys.
Please,
stop.
Let's not do this right now. And then I started getting upset. I was like, all right. Now this is disrespectful. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Like, it was.
We had
like,
to put our boss panties on.
Yeah, it was
and
crazy.
And be like, this is our show.
This is our shit. Shut the hell up. Look, I'm about to cry. Look.
Right, literally.
But no, it really was a good time. But even like every little like aspect of it, even for me before, like an Uber took 45 minutes to get me from the hair place. The woman who was doing my hair had a fucking attitude.
My makeup girl was an hour late.
It was just like every little thing, honestly. And if we didn't go to that venue and I was like, look, we are bosses. I have to literally kiss ass. If I got to do what I got to do right now and get this shit done, let's see how we can work together, Miss Lady. You 4 feet tall and I can uppercut and knock you right the fuck out.
But lock her up in the closet to make her not cancel the show.
But so we did it and we got it. But like, honestly, it's crazy. But like that show, New York, was our biggest show thus far.
Yeah, it was the biggest show. It was for sure.
But I am glad that everything that could have gone wrong, when I'm sure there will be some shit now that could happen that we don't know about, but I am glad that it is such a great learning experience for us. And like, I just know that it gets better every single time. Honestly, we have a whole nother show on our hands. If we had a camera crew following us around that whole day,
oh my God,
that would be insane. No,
low key, we should have a camera. Reality for Atlanta.
I'm not lying, bro.
Yeah, that would
but
be good.
Literally, and honestly, even Houston, because Houston, I feel like we could do an even bigger show, honestly. Yeah. And like, just following us around, Corey was there. Y'all, Corey, come get in the camera real quick.
Yeah, Corey came to do
Corey came.
I didn't remember seeing Corey. I seen Corey
for 2.2 seconds.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah,
how
y'all doing?
Corey was in New York.
Show was great. It was fun. It was a lot of people in there.
Did you see anything that we were thinking? Like, did you see any of the things that were a problem?
I thought that there were some sound issues.
Yes.
The sound. Okay, but he's an engineer also, so that's what his thought process is.
Yes, it was the mics. It was the DJ. It was all, bro, it was just all
it
over.
It was a lot of fun. Y'all looked great. Everybody was having a good time. I was drunk. Everybody was a little lit.
Yeah. Tell Corey to send us the footage.
Send the footage, Corey.
Thank you, Corey. No, Corey randomly. Look, Corey, come on the road with us. Record us at this point. Let's do it.
But okay, so for Atlanta.
Oh, and that was nothing with the mics, because we were so into kissing their ass an hour before the thing, we couldn't even do the sound check. They didn't even have the mics ready for us when we got there. We told them a specific time we were going to be there, and we wanted to do the sound check as soon as we got there. We were like, before we do anything else, let's do the sound check. They were like, our audio guys.
Right. Atlanta, we're not playing no games.
I'm going to be there Friday morning. The show is Saturday.
Yeah, no.
I'm Friday morning asking questions.
Like, we need to, like, because just the way they had us fucked up, you could tell that they had never really had, like, an event like ours or something.
Yeah.
Because they just did not know how to handle it, did not know what to do with it. So we definitely got to be on top of it for Atlanta. And then you guys, obviously, we're doing the three other shows, Houston, Miami, Chicago, at the end of the year. So, well, not even at the end of the year, in the middle of the year.
Yeah,
but
before the holidays.
Yeah, before the holidays. So I think that, yeah, we should definitely, like, reality TV. You know,
reality TV for sure. I'm not gonna lie to you. We need to find that because
put us on the motherfucking network.
New York would have been crazy. Yeah. Even Arizona would have been crazy.
Arizona was a ball.
It's just like, oh my god.
But
the after party was a blast.
Yeah, we went to the after parties. It was cool. It was fun. Mm-hmm. I had a grand ball.
So wait, when did you come back from New York? Because you came back yesterday. Oh, I came back this morning, y'all. That's why I'm tired.
I was supposed to be there for 2 days. I ended up being there for 5 days.
Was Taylor and Sasha with you too?
Yes.
The whole time?
Yes, Taylor came back yesterday too. We just stayed out there.
Y'all flew together?
No, we all flew separate. We all flew separate, but we stayed. We had a grand ball. We was out hanging out with friends outside in the strip club.
Like, how was the show?
Which show? Oh, yeah, Death we went Becomes to a Broadway Her? Play. We went to Death Becomes Her. Amazing. I love the movie. If you've never seen the movie, it's like an older movie, but y'all got to go see it. But we saw it in person on Broadway, like a real Broadway play. And it was amazing. It was great. We went to dinner every night. We linked up with our homeboys who lived out there. We was in a strip club. We was in a club. We was in a hook place. The restaurant.
Love good strip.
We was just outside, right. I stole some money from the strip club. From the strip club.
She's a thief. She's going to go to jail.
I'm going
to
always steal some money from the strip club. When a man hands me $10,000 in once, I'm leaving here with something. That's
I'm from around the way.
Right. I'm from around the way.
My family was in New York, so I spent the after the show the next day I spent with them, the next 2 days I spent with them, and we were doing basically the same thing. I asked if they wanted to go to a Broadway show as well. Mm-hmm. Nobody in my family likes musicals except me. So I was just like, no, it's fun, it's different, it's culture. But no, we went to the Summit. We did a lot of touristy things. I don't know about y'all, if people who live in New York, if y'all still ride like the subway, I'm a fan. I wish they had more transit systems like that out here because I love it. It's convenient. It's effective.
You were riding the train? I wasn't riding the train.
I ride the train every time I go to New York. I have to beg Evan not to get an Uber. I'd be like, we could walk. Let's take the bus.
No, I'll walk. Train. In New York, I will walk, but
don't walk two blocks.
Yes, I do. No, I do. In New York, I really will walk because I know that it's just no point.
Yeah.
Like, even when it was hella shit even getting to the damn freaking play. Like, we had to walk hella far, went to the wrong theater, went to Wicked.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a lot. But, no, I do love. I love New York. I've grown to love it. When I was younger, I never liked it, and as I've gotten older, I'm like, I could see myself here.
Yeah, I like New York the more I am there, and I like it when it's not freezing cold.
Right.
But you know, in New York, in the summertime, it gets like scorching, humid, hot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I mean, it was just my family out there. It was two of my sisters, her man, my nephew. Oh, and my nephew even had to like take pictures of us. They were rushing us out, mind you. We had a hard out at 11. They were trying to rush us out by 10:45. Mm-hmm. We had a hard out at 11. And I'm like, they were just like really trying to play with our time. They were saying, we're going to charge you out $3,000. Like, bro, it was just a lot. And my nephew even had to like step in, take pictures. But like, when we were telling my family about the door situation, my mom was like, I'll be at the door. We were like, you're a little too
numb. No, Shai was like, okay, when we're like trying to think of where we're going to put you, Shai's like, my mom can work the door. I said, absolutely not. That's not going to happen. First
Cynthia
of all,
a little too numb.
They know Cynthia. They're going to be at the door like doing too
Missing.
Much. Like,
exactly. Yeah. But no, so I mean, we appreciate everybody who came and showed up and everybody who helped along the way too. Even like our friends and family who just was there to support and help us as well.
Yeah, but
it takes a village.
It takes a village, and thank God that we have a village that loves us and supports us. Yeah. So thank y'all. But also, there's been some drama this week.
To whom I don't even know.
Yeah. So we're going to actually talk about that because apparently they've been talking about us on their podcast for a long time now. We weren't even aware. So I don't even know who these people are.
I swear I honestly don't. And I don't even want to say their names because this is
we're not
exactly
gonna say
what
their
they
names.
Want.
Yeah.
But I was informed names. After. Yeah. We can't even tell them about what happened with.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
I mean, we could.
But no, because that's too much, because then they'll get ideas.
Yeah.
But
there was a lot.
There was a lot
of stuff going,
of
on.
Stuff going gonna, on, even but, after that. But in the midst of us dealing with some other shit with the New York show, I get a text from Winter with some unknowns that I don't even
okay,
fucking
know. Okay, let me tell the story, because there's a lot of moving pieces to this puzzle. Okay, So obviously y'all know I'm from the Bay Area. I have known this one girl for many years, probably since I'm like 18 years old, but she's like way older than me. She's like, I don't know, probably like 10 years older than me. I don't know because her exact age, but she's way older than me. So she's always been like an older figure, mm-hmm. like around from where I'm from. Yeah. You get what I mean? But like, she doesn't act hella old. She's like still acts kind of young. But so boom. I know this girl, whatever.
All right, so boom.
So boom, I know this girl, whatever. Like, we followed each other on social media, like, for many of years. We've always been cool. We've never had no issues. Mm-hmm. It was a point where, like, I even had her in my close friends on Instagram because I'm like, this is somebody I feel like I could trust because, mm-hmm. like, every time I go back home to the Bay, like, if I'm hosting something, I'll invite her out. Mm-hmm. Like, the last time I even spoke to her because I checked our text, the last time I spoke to her was when my ex-boyfriend was in the playoffs and they played the 49ers. And I was like, hey, are you going to the football game today? And she didn't even like, she
why?
Was like,
does she date somebody?
No.
Was it at the Bay?
No, it was in the Bay.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I was like, hey, like a lot of people are going to this game. It's a big game. Yeah. You know, keep in mind, we're not that close. Like, we're like, you know, when you see somebody, you say what's up, or like you guys go back and forth in like Instagram DMs or like, you know, if there's probably been one time where maybe I was going through something and couldn't get a hold of somebody and was like, hey, like, you know, I need somebody to talk to about a situation. Like, I don't even know for sure, but I'm sure, like, I've talked to her throughout some point throughout these years. So, obviously, you guys know me and Shai started this podcast, what, 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know she had a podcast until me and you really started the podcast. And then I seen her post something about her podcast.
You know, it's like when you want a red car and you don't see red cars until you want a red car, like, on the road. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know a lot of people had podcasts until I started, like, being in that podcast world. You know what I'm saying?
And then I was like, did she just never post this? Because I think I had went to the page and seen, like, oh, she's been had this, like, podcast or whatever. Cool. Click out. Shai, please vouch for me. Have I ever in my fucking life watched a podcast episode besides our own?
Neither. We're not podcast girlies.
We're not podcast girls.
It's a fact.
We do not watch podcasts. Shai has watched more podcast shit than I have. Shai begs me, literally will still beg me, you need to watch some podcasts. You need to try to watch other podcasts. And I'm just like, no, like, I'm just going based off of our vibe and how we are. Yeah, lazy. And I don't care to watch podcasts, but it's hard for me to edit our shit. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever we have to watch our shit back, I'm like, okay.
I hate watching her edit. This is how she be. And it be like the simplest thing.
Okay.
It really pisses me off. Like, I'd be having to, like, walk around the room. But when she doing anything else, she'd be like, la-di-da-di-da, having a blast doing it.
Because it's stressful. But anyways, so keep in mind, this is somebody I really think I'm cool with, bro. Like, really, really genuinely think, like, this is somebody I've known since I was young. Out of nowhere, I want to say some months ago, I start getting comments on my, like, live videos talking about, let's give her a name. What are we going to give her a name? Let's call her Susie. No.
Oh.
She is delusional.
Goodbye, delusions.
Let's just call her Susie. Let's call her Susie. I'm starting to get comments on my live talking about Susie says she wants to fight you. Susie said
she wants to fight?
Yes, apparently. So I'm like looking at it, I'm like, what? Like, I'm like, okay, what are y'all talking about? I'm like, y'all be weird on here. You know, I love calling the trolls on live weird. I'd be like, y'all weird as fuck. Like, y'all always trying to start a problem with somebody and blah blah blah. Whatever. So then the other day, again, I'm on live. They're like, oh, Susie said that you stole her whole podcast, and Susie said she's going to fight you, and Susie said this, and Susie said that. I'm like, y'all are hella weird. Like, that's my homegirl. Like, she would never say nothing like that. Like, blah, blah, blah. So then in my mind, I'm like, when was the last time I even spoke to Susie? When was the last time I ever, like, I'm like, there's no way this could be real. And there are people in the comments like, no, it's 100% real. Like, we could screen record it and send it to you. I said, okay, well, if it's real, screen record it and send it to me and send me, like, what y'all are talking about. So, boom. The fan sends in a screen recording of their podcast and screenshots of them in the comments of their, what I think their Patreon, talking shit. Saying, oh yeah, Shai and Winter aren't even really friends, and they fell out over dick. These are all key things you guys need to remember. They fell out over dick, and Winter was talking hella shit about Shai because she got the same car as her. Pause that. Keep that there. I'm in my mind like, fell out over dick. I'm like, me and Shai have never fallen out over dick. Me and Shai don't even like the same type of men. She likes light-skinned pit bulls. I don't like that.
I like men that look like they could be my cousin.
Exactly. I like dark-skinned men, okay? Everybody knows I like dark-skinned men. I have a certain type. Literally, if you go back and check my track record, ho, all of them got something in common. But we do not have the same type. We've never, ever had an issue about no man. Keep in mind, she's been in a relationship for damn near 4 years. And keep in mind, me and Shy have only been best friends for about 5-6 years. So she's been in a relationship most of our friendship. So how would that even happen? So anyways... So, boom, I'm like, how the fuck are they saying that they're saying we copied them? Then they're saying that we copied their, wait for it, their watched and read segment.
I thought of that from my own brain.
First of all, watched and read. I don't even want to do that shit every single week. If they took a second to watch the damn show, they would know every week. I'm like, okay, we're going to do watched and read.
And I thought of that segment because I'm like, we need segments from seeing other podcasts.
And she don't know them.
I swear to God, when she came to me about this, I was just like, I don't even know the name of this podcast to even like copy that.
Right.
And if I'm going to copy something, I would change it up completely.
And it wouldn't be from
and
y'all.
It wouldn't be from
y'all. It would
him.
Not be from y'all. But bro, they're on the video talking about, bro, and then it's so fucking delusional. I don't even know where to start. Let me just start from here. She's on there. Susie is on there like, yeah, and you know, I just had to distance myself from her. Like, you know, some people just aren't our type of friends and distance yourself, baby. We was never that fucking close. We were acquaintances that I felt like we were cool and we had like a, you know, you a real bitch, I'm a real bitch. We've known each other for many a years, but it was never that. We wasn't never kicking it. I wasn't never nowhere with you besides if I stopped by in the bay. It was never that. For you to say that you distanced yourself, you said you blocked me. I didn't even notice. You said you unfollowed me. I didn't even notice until I went to go check. That's how fucking delusional you are. Then here's a big delusional kicker. So I DM her. I said, hey, I feel like there's a misunderstanding going on. Like, and keep in mind, bro, she could have texted me. She could have called me. She could have done anything. But instead of doing that, she was a fraudulent bitch and went to the internet first like a true fucking weirdo fan behavior type hoe. So you go and you talk about how me and Shy aren't even really friends, how the podcast isn't going to last, how we fell out over dick, and how I was talking hella shit about Shy because she got the same car as me, how she got the same car as me. Whole time, you're not wrong. I did fall out with somebody over dick, and I was talking shit about somebody who got the same car as me because she was obsessed with me, jealous of me, and wanted to sit on every dick that I sat on. But it wasn't Shy. It was another bitch. It was a whole nother bitch name. I'm not going to name her, but
named Lord Voldemort. What the fuck?
Named Lord Voldemort, huh? So I'm over here like, you over there trying to put me and Shy's business on blast whole times. It's not Shy's business.
And how did she get that business though? Because you left out of bro, part.
She got the business because I was in the freaking, I had her in close friends for like,
I was in
I
that
even
same
know.
Close friends and seen exactly. That same story.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm over here like, oh, she's hella weird. She went and got the same car as me. Didn't even say nothing to me.
Yeah.
Whole time behind my back talking to one of my forever niggas like,
yeah.
Girl, I'm talking about
I've
a
seen
whole,
the same close friend.
I'm talking
seen.
About a whole different person. And in my mind, I'm like, me and Shy have fallen out before, but I have never in my f***ing life sat on no internet or nothing talking shit about Shy. Even when me and Shy were not cool for those 6 months or whatever the case may be, we were more heartbroken than anything. We weren't sitting up there talking shit about each other. That's just not how the fuck we move. So to sit up there and say that we're not real friends is crazy as f*** and you're deluded in your brain. Then they're sitting up on this podcast like, first of all, our co-host is sitting up there smoking Newports every fucking episode like, yeah, they're doing everything like us at this point. It's
really
just crazy. It's just them. Crazy at this point. They're copying everything we do. Copying what?
So when you were telling me the story, you said that in the beginning, remember how we were reaching out to everybody that we kind of knew?
That too, yes.
Regarding, so was that one of the podcasters that you reached out to?
Probably the last person, because keep in mind, like we have said many of times on this podcast.
We shout everybody out.
We shout everybody out.
Amber.
Amber was the first person to help us with RSS.
Yes.
Bunny told us about Patreon.
Yes.
We had, who else?
Oh, B. Simone
helped us and gave us little bits and pieces of advice. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, these are... B. Simone and Bunny are bitches who are making millions of dollars off of podcasting.
Yeah.
And they not ever turning up their nose to give us a small ass little piece of advice. Yeah. And they never gave a fuck about no success that we have had. Mm-hmm. Because why? They're not jealous and they're not haters. And yeah. They don't think that, oh, my little ass piece of advice contributed to your success. Because at the end of the day, the reason why Shy and I have success is because we work hard as fuck, because we're best friends, and because we give a good fucking show. It don't have have nothing to do with y'all. And for you to ever think that you are a blueprint for anything that we have going on, you are fucking mistaken. I'm so sorry. You are literally sadly mistaken. Then she tries to go, she DMs back and is like, oh, you didn't know about the podcast, but you asked me for a merch shirt. I asked you for a merch shirt because I said that I keep in mind, this is me trying to help you out,
that's
baby.
That's how you know it's jealousy and
it's
hating.
Jealousy.
That's
it's
how
so
you
much
automatically
jealousy.
Know because there's, like we said before, there's no way that me helping you out is going to dim my light at all.
Right.
Me and Winter, let me just interject really quickly. Me and Winter are always like glad, are like clapping when we see other podcasters excel as well, because we know that like what God gave to us, he cannot take away from us. Right. And whatever somebody has, we know how hard we work and how consistent it is to even run a podcast.
Right.
And to have it be a successful one. So whatever anybody else does not dim our light, by all means.
Right. Exactly.
If you grab a little info here and there from whatever we took, by all means, you still can't do it like us.
Right.
Because we're confident enough to know that what we got is for us alone.
Right.
So continue, because
I am so flabbergasted. That's why I'm so passionate about it, because I'm like, wow, I would have never thought you to be this much of a weirdo and this much of a hater and this jealous. Like, this is fucking crazy. So, boom, she's like, oh, you didn't know that we had a podcast, but you asked for a merch shirt. I obviously learned you had a fucking podcast when me and Chai started podcasting.
Yeah.
Never went to go check it out. Never went to listen. I know no shade or anything, but I don't think anything you're talking about is anything I have interest in. I really am a very self-centered person. All I give a fuck about is what I have going on in my life. And I really don't give a fuck about the next bitch stories or tales. I really don't. But you're saying I asked for a merch shirt. That's because I had said, out of the kindness of my motherfucking heart, really trying to do a solid, baby, because you already know I've been lit. Like, and I'm not trying to say it like that, but I have.
I'm talking over here. Shit. You don't have to be like, I gotta say it like that.
But seriously, I'm over here like, oh yeah, like maybe I could come on the pod when I'm in the Bay, like blah, blah, blah. I'm over here trying to be like, you know, let me support her. Mm-hmm. If she, whatever little advice she gave, I don't even remember what advice she gave. Anything. I swear to God on my soul, I really don't remember. But I'm like, yeah, like I'll come on the pod, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to really help you out. And I didn't end up making it. For some reason, I don't know what happened. I wasn't able or whatever the case may be. So I was like, yeah, she had posted a shirt or something. And I'm like, oh yeah, send me a merch shirt. I'm in my mind, I'm like, let me post this girl's merch shirt to like support her and like, you know, go tell people to check out her podcast. I'm trying to be a good fucking friend. Then you're trying to throw that in my face like I'm a fan of your fucking show or something, like I've known about what you got going on.
Let me see what that little raggedy shirt looked like.
But I'm just saying, I'm like, this is weird as fuck. Yeah. Like, oh my God. And it's just, I like, I've talked to me and her mutual friends and they're just like, okay, she's weird as fuck for that.
She's just trying to grab something and she's trying to like pinpoint her lack. Well, I don't know if they're successful. Are they successful? Is the podcast successful?
Not like us.
Okay.
No shade. No shade.
Because I honestly still, even after I just read the screenshots that Winter sent me, and I was just like, this looks like some hater shit. I didn't even deep dive. I didn't even investigate any further. I was like, this just looks like literal some hater
shit.
But
to sit up there and say you want to fight me, and this is that's is very crazy. Something she would say, that she want to be so
I'm
tough.
I'm going to fight her.
She want to be so
You're
tough.
You're 40.
She's like, I could be 50. I don't even know how exactly how old she is. But like the fact that you're going to come out of your mouth and say some shit like that to me instead of calling me.
Yeah.
You have my phone number. You can hit me up. You can literally say, I didn't even know she unfollowed me. I'm over there still looking at her stories like, la, 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 la. Checking people in the live like she would never do that. Like, that's weird that y'all would try to do that.
That's
whole
weird
time,
energy.
Whole time you are weird. Whole time you're weird. And I hope you fucking feel like a goofy that you are.
You
because nobody took nothing from you. You started an issue for no other reason than you were jealous in your heart and had hatred towards somebody that never had nothing but love towards you and nothing but a cool acquaintanceship, friendship towards you. So whatever, that's your L, that's not my L, but
I hope you I wish you the best of success.
I don't, I wish you the fucking worst. Seriously, that's weird as fuck.
It's very weird.
And then try to use your try to use my close friend's business, like, and that's why these bitches aren't to be trusted, bro. That's why I quit like posting as much stuff in my close friends, because keep in mind I've only ever had like 12, 13 people in my close friends. I'm not the bitch who put like 40 people in there, because I really be like, you know, telling business, like I'll really post my booze in there, like whatever.
Yeah, you really do.
My shit be entertaining, low key. I mean, I stopped doing that because I'm like, you bitches are not to be trusted.
Yeah.
Like I can't have these people knowing my shit. And then as soon as something happens that's a misunderstanding at that, that's what you go to.
And you think it's me?
That's weird as fuck.
My mom just found out I got a close friends in New York. And she was like, why am I not in it?
You don't even post shit in there.
I don't.
But
those little funny things.
Anyways.
So to the segments. What did you watch and read?
So to the segments. Watched and read.
Watched and read.
I don't even know what other segments they think we cop. I don't, because I don't watch their shit. I don't know what. I'm thinking that's the only thing, but like, I don't even read. It's her shit. Yeah, I don't even read.
I really did. Like, I did from my own perspective. And I didn't even get that from nobody else's segment. I just seen that podcasts do have segments. And I was like, oh, I read. And we watched. And you watch things. So I wanted to incorporate something for both of us. You know, so that's made a shit.
I have a random social media question of the week. But off, to, I'm sure that they're going to.
Watched or read.
I just started watching. What's that show you told me to start watching? Paradise.
It's good. Huh?
This morning. I'm only a quarter into the first episode. Ooh,
they
so
start really know. They really start knocking shit down around episode 7.
Oh, really? Okay.
You got to really stay tuned.
I'm going to stay into it cuz I need a good show. Like I haven't had a good show. Like we've had like a lot going on with like this whole New York thing, and then I stayed in New York for like a week, so I haven't really watched or read much except for my phone.
I haven't done anything, so I just wanted to put that segment in it because
just to be
the
petty.
Audacity at this
now
point.
Now I'm about to go watch it. Now I'm about to now steal I'm about all to your be segments. In.
Now I need to
what
go
segments
look at
do y'all it. Have that you think we stealing so bad? Because now we are about to steal it. Talking about, oh yeah, bigger podcasters want to steal from little people. Cut the victim shit. But anyways, social media question of the week. If you could sleep with any celebrity that has passed away, who would it be? I already know mine.
Please say, because I have no clue.
Okay, in his younger years, I would say I would definitely want to hit Michael Jackson just because so many women wanted to have sex with him. But for some reason, in my heart of hearts, I feel like he wasn't smashing like a lot of girls. But also, I would have to take down Tupac for absolute shit show. Like that, I would suck the skin off his
Tupac. Yeah, I can Tupac was fine. Tupac was the first nigga with a ball fade, ball head.
Bring that back.
Was fine. Bring that.
No, not ball,
no,
that.
No. Honestly, the older I get, the more ball heads are like kind of intriguing. It's like, all right, I can see you young, you know, handsome.
When you have
older
a child,
fella.
I feel like that's okay. Like you, bald daddy.
Bald daddy with a beard is popping, but daddy. He didn't have no beard and he had a nose ring and a ball with a bandana.
The nose
baby
ring.
Baby was fine. Baby was shutting shit down.
He was fine as hell.
He was fine as hell.
So you don't have no, like, anybody else you would sleep with if they were still alive?
No,
I just thought about that because I was watching Michael Jackson music videos, and then I was like,
"Would you sleep with the dark skin Michael Jackson or the light skin Michael Jackson?
Dark skin, brown, like before he got all
got a light skin.
Before he was getting all the crazy stuff.
No way. Maybe Prince.
Oh, Prince. I can't say that. Wait, Prince. Prince is still alive, right? Did Prince die? Prince died, huh? I can't say that. I gotta edit that out.
You have to edit that. That's like Stacey Dash when she was crying over DMX a year later. She was like, DMX.
Oh my God. No, DMX, bruh.
Every letter needs a dog.
Yeah, I would take down DMX for sure. No disrespect to his family or anything. No disrespect to anybody's
Nipsey.
Family. Uh-huh. So.
Wow.
So also, speaking of SDXs, Drewski and Odell Beckham Jr. were named in the Diddy lawsuits. What do you think about that? Did you read it?
No, I just seen that they were named, and I just seen Drewski and
Odell's
statements. And Drewski was like, I wasn't even popping back then.
Right.
So I kind of believe his for sure. I believe his for sure. Odell has always been lit.
I don't take Odell to be doing that, but
yeah,
I don't.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I don't know. You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
A lot do be going on behind closed doors. And then there is a lot of chitter chatter in LA or whatever the case may be. But I ain't never heard no chit chat about that.
I'll never forget the first time I seen Odell. I did a double take because I thought he was so pretty.
The first time I ever saw Odell, I will never forget because I was going through it with my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, I'm about to try to fuck with this man. So, and it was like right when he was hella lit, bro. This is like 2015 or 16, and we're in the club, and Odell's right there. And I was like, can you open this champagne bottle for me?
Right. My little dainty ring.
I was not as bad of a bitch then, so I was not pulling him in that moment. And it was like in his peak.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't give me no damn second look. But I've been around him, and he is really cool, and he is really funny. But, that was the only time I ever tried it with him.
Yeah, no, I've never tried. He's short, but, like, I really.
He's not short.
Oh, probably to me. When I have on heels and I'm in that mood.
You're
like,
just looking down.
When I'm looking down at somebody with heels on, I think they're short, and they might be my height without heels on. So it's not short, technically, to people. But I'm 5'11 without heels. So with heels, I'm, like, 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, so you, like, the same height as, like, average-sized guys.
Exactly. So, yeah. You know, I was like, oh, this man is really pretty. That was the first time I think the first time I think I did a double take on a man in person. You know, like women all the time, you see and be like,
right.
Oh, you're a pretty female. Right. That was the first time. So, no, I don't think that handsome young man could be doing shit. Look, that's how you know pretty privilege is real.
Right. He's too fine for that, y'all.
He's too fine to be doing shit like that. That's a bias right there. Right. Absolutely not.
No, but speaking of a bunch of drama, I don't know. You probably haven't even seen or kept up, but I was just scrolling on my phone before we came in here. And, bro, all the Nicki Baby stuff with that guy named Mozzie, it's crazy. Okay,
you know what's funny? I haven't seen much of that either, but sorry, y'all. I don't know what the fuck's been going on in my life. I've seen a little bit of it. And, like, I remember seeing that Jello new girlfriend saying, and I was the problem. I don't know why that pissed me off.
Wait,
so bad.
Wait, she said, and I was the problem how?
She's, like, saying, like, quoting, like, you know, Nicki doing the same thing that she did.
Oh!
And Jello's new girl is saying, and y'all looked at me like I was the problem. Bitch, girl, sorry. It really upset me.
Girl!
Because I don't even know these people to be that upset about it. But it was just like, yes, you are the problem because that woman just popped out a newborn baby.
Right, right.
You will forever be the problem. Right. I don't think this man has a newborn baby with nobody. No, right. There's a complete difference.
But he does have a relationship with somebody.
Did she
That's
know that?
That's what came out.
Did she know that?
Probably. I don't know. Probably
you know
not.
Men be men lying. Men be men lying. Be lying. Men be lying. And then he said on the thing, he said that I'm not in a relationship with nobody. So you know if he putting that online, he's definitely telling that to
But wait, because this is what I'm getting at. Because I'm having a similar situation currently. Well, what? It's a little bit over now. But so, okay. So basically Nicki started dating like this. Nicki Baby started dating this guy named Mozzie after Jello started doing his little thing with a girl or whatever.
Just to keep y'all updated, Jello is the guy who made that tweaker. Whoa, swerve. On the corner, whoa. We talked about this the episode.
Whole time, not the melody. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's
not the melody.
But anyways, so this guy, Mozzie, goes to dinner with Nicki Baby and gets her like a bust down watch or something and like, you know, post it, whatever the case may be. But keep in mind, every time a man has got like a tries to get me a gift or has got me a gift and tries to record me or like whatever, I know they're doing that for clout. I know it is a clout thing. So apparently Mozzie has like this girlfriend or whatever who he's in her phone. Keep in mind, texts are leaked. He's like, I'm ready to change. Like, I want to settle down with you. Like, I love you. I want to work this out. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then boom, he goes and buys this watch for Nicki Baby, post it. He posts it. Go spends his money, post it, clout shit. And I'm just thinking it's clownery from him, obviously. But I have a kind of similar situation because I've been like, you don't even know what happened, but I'm gonna just kind of tell it. I've been on and off with somebody for 5 years, whatever. Like, we could just never get on the same page. It's always some bullshit. We always arguing, then we always fucking, and then it's just like a whole thing. So
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So boom.
Okay. Ghetto ass nigga you've been around lately with the so boom. All right, so boom.
I'm crying. No, but for real. So I want to say a month ago, I kid you not, keep in mind, when I got in a relationship with my ex, he was in my phone. Do you love him? Are you really with this guy? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yes, I am. He's like, I love you. Like, just all this stuff. When I break up, when I finally get single again, obviously me and him start doing the do again because this is like my forever dick. And
that's why niggas don't trust bitches right now.
Right. So he's like, whatever, my forever dick, whatever. He's telling me like, this is like not long ago, a month ago, a month and a half ago, sitting on my couch in my face. This has like been a conversation for hella long. He's like, I'm ready to be with you. I'm ready to be serious. I don't want to deal with nobody else. I am ready for us to have children, like blah, blah, blah. And keep in mind, I'm sitting up there telling him like, I don't think you know how to be a boyfriend. Yeah. I don't think you know how to be a husband. Like, I just got out of a relationship. So I know what goes into a real healthy relationship. And I don't feel like you have the communication skills. I don't feel like you have like the consistency for it. And he's like, I do. I really do. Blah, blah, blah.
In this 5 years, have you been the only one that's been in a relationship?
Yes. Okay. He's never had a girlfriend. He's messed with other girls, whatever, and then it'll end and they'll get mad about me.
I don't know. After a certain age, I feel like it's a red flag if a man has never been in a relationship.
Exactly. And here's my whole thing. I'm like, I have seen him mature from when we first got together, but really how it went was when me and him first started dating for real, he was just on some whole different shit. Like, if I'm just being completely honest, like, he was way more ratchet. He was, like, doing more drugs. The girls he was dealing with was disgusting. I would literally, like, you know, be like, you're better than this. Like, why are you hanging out with these niggas? Like, why are these even the girls that you're sleeping with? Like, they're actually embarrassing and disgusting. Like, you too fine for this? Like, what the fuck? Whatever. I know for a fact I changed his mindset on women in general. And he's told me that out his mouth himself. So he could never say that's cap. Keep in mind, when I even got into this relationship, he had went on some damn podcast like, yeah, and fuck winter, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, which winter? Winter, winter? And he's like, yeah. So clearly was salty as hell about the relationship. Classy. Right. So clearly was, no, I think he was drunk or something. I don't know. But clearly he was salty about the relationship that I was in. But it was kind of like... It was kind of like the tables had turned because he had done me so wrong in the beginning. And then it was like, well, you did me wrong and I got in a relationship. And like, that's just what it is.
And now you're mad.
Right. And now he was mad because I was in the relationship. But when I got out of the relationship and I had, you know, I've been like on a like dating cleanse, like I haven't been dating nobody. And then like we had linked and like I was just sitting there like, damn, like we've really been dealing with each other for 5 years. Like maybe I should give it a chance. Maybe I should give it a go. Like, you know, like maybe I should give him this chance to like prove to me that what he's saying is what he means. He's saying he's ready. Let me like, you know, let's just have a conversation about it sober because we keep arguing every time I'm drunk, like whatever. Bro, he's like, yeah, like we should have a conversation, da da da. Keep in mind, he just kind of, you know, got some little shit popping off. Like he got some little shit popping off. Like he's doing his big one. Like keep in mind, which is what I'm proud of you. Like I feel like I've always seen this in you. If I never seen it, like I would have never fucked with you. You get what I mean? So
like everything's aligning, right?
Right, everything's aligning for him. And like shout out to him. I'm proud of him. Whatever the case may be. So when I'm like, okay, like you know, like. Let's have this conversation. Like, it's either to the point where we're going to get on the same page or I'm going to say fuck it and move on because I just feel like we've been doing it for so long and it's just that time. You're telling me you're ready. Okay, cool. No response. No nothing. Like, ignores me. Straight up
wait,
ignores
what are you,
me.
Wait, like recently?
Yes. This is like a week ago. This is like right before I came
to... Do you find out why?
I'm about to tell you. So keep in mind, he's like, you know, telling me I'm not dating nobody. I'm not fucking with nobody. Okay. Like, keep in mind, I just went through his phone not long ago. Wasn't no bitches in it. Like, so whatever the case.
Tell him how you went through the phone.
Oh, I tell him I went through the phone because, and I FaceTimed somebody. But I went through the phone because we was at his house and I was like, can I order something off Postmates? And he was like, yeah. So he gave me his phone. I instantly.
She was like,
do, 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 do. And then he don't even know I'm going through shit until I start FaceTiming somebody. It's like, he's like, what are you doing? Like, anyway.
So stupid. That's
it was hilarious. Funny as hell. But anyway, so I'm like, hey, like, you know, a couple weeks ago, this is like pretty much exactly what I said. Hey, you know, a couple weeks ago, we said that let's sit down and have a conversation and like, let's just try to get on the same page. I feel like we're at the point where we're either going to like, yeah, like do it or we're going to let it go. And I just want us to get on the same page. He reads it. He reads the shit and doesn't respond. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is weird as fuck. Like, okay, whatever. He's never really not responded to me or like called me back or like answered my phone calls. So I'm over here like, this is very strange. So bitch, finally, like, I want to say, like, some days later, I'm like, he really has not hit me. Like, this is crazy as fuck. So I call him off of Sasha's phone. He answers. I'm like, oh, okay, I just wanted to make sure you was, like, blatantly ignoring me. Mm-hmm. And he's like.
Did you call him?
Yeah, I called him.
You called him?
He didn't answer.
Wow.
Right. So I call him off my homegirl's phone. He answers. He's like, see, this why I didn't want to do this because I
don't
want
to. Not turning around
right.
on me.
I didn't want to argue, blah, blah, blah. This why I didn't respond. And da, da. I said, argue. I said, what? I've been literally texting you sober, like, you know, let's have this conversation. Like, I feel like we should get on the same page. I'm like.
And mind you, it's coming from something he said prior.
He has said. Yeah. And keep in mind, the only reason why I'm like, even like, okay, like, let's do this shit is because I'm in my mind. I'm like, I had really thought about it. I'm like, damn, it's been 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's been 5 years. And then we argue. Like, when we talk about our shit, we argue so bad. And I'm like, I don't want to argue with this man no more. If we sitting up here in our faces talking about, I love you, I love you, I love you. Like, it just comes to a point where it's like, okay, what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, I'm telling him, like, I'm ready to have kids, like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, that's cool. Whatever. So we get on the phone. He's like, yeah, see, I didn't want to argue with you and blah, blah, blah. And like, you only want to call me when you're drunk. And sometimes I'm like, I've been hitting you sober. Like, I've been hitting you sober trying to avoid arguments. And he's like, I'm like, you're the one who said that you want to get on the same page. You're the one who says you want to be together. You're the one that said that you want us to like really try to work on our shit and like quit the fucking fussing and the fighting. He's like, well, things change. he said, "Will things change?" And I'm like, is this nigga feeling himself? What, you smelling your shit or something? Like, you're really fucking out of your motherfucking mind. Like, I'm over here, like, really sitting back thinking about the shit that you said and really being like, let me, like.
To be that manipulative and gaslighting right. about it is crazy. Bro, and mean.
Right. Mean as fuck. I said, so things change. He's like, I'm just busy. Like, I have to. Nigga, you ain't. I'm like, you ain't never had a schedule before, nigga. What you think? I'm not busy. Like, I'm busy right now, but I still made time to call you. Like, what, you gas because you got shit to do? Like, I'm fucking confused. So, he's like, well, I'm busy. I have to go to New York on Tuesday, and then I have to do this show.
I'm in New York right now.
I'm like, what the fuck do you like? What does that mean, nigga? Like, yeah. You're weird as fuck. So then. And then this is just my whole thing. Like, it was just like such an eye opener to me, because I'm like, you really can be mean as fuck to me. And keep in mind, like, when we were together in the beginning, like, that was one of our things. Like, he could genuinely be mean and he would hurt my fucking feelings. And the whole thing flipped. Like, the whole shit flipped to where it was like, now I'm hurting his feelings and he's sad. And I'm just like, do you just want me when you can't have me? Do you just love me and want this relationship when I'm doing other shit? Yeah. Then he's on the phone like, I don't know why you acting like I'm your only nigga. Like, I'm not telling you to wait on me and you could go fuck with them. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we just maybe need to just let this go.
I'm
like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you're the one who's sitting up there. Oh, I love you. We could do this.
Because I've heard him on the phone.
Yes. Yes.
I'm confused. So this is confusing.
Right. I'm like, okay.
That would hurt my feelings.
Right. And then it's just so funny at the time that it comes, because, like, you know, he's having like his little motion right now. Like, I've been seeing, you know, girls kind of be thirsty over here. Yeah. Over him. That,
you go ahead, that aren't just like,
aren't just little LA hoes. Mm-hmm. And like, I've been like, period. Like, you feel me? But here's the other thing. Like, we had like got into some fucking argument, like, I want to say like last month. And he was like, you don't support me and this, that, and the third. I said, I've only ever supported you. It's like, we're always beefing. And then when we're cool, we just start beefing so much quicker. Mm-hmm. And then in my head, I'm like, none of you supported me. Like, what do you do for me? Like, these niggas always think like you got to hold them down and ride for them. But I'm a bitch who has my own shit going on. So when have you ever supported me, bro?
Have you shown up for me? When have you contributed to anything that I have going on
in my life? And keep in mind, like, when he had put me on that fucking song, I'm in the song, like, you ain't never did shit for me. You ain't never done this, that, and the third. I'm sure I could ask him for shit if I really was like, oh, I need this money for something of the case. But like, you ain't never just handed no bread to me or been like, you my bitch, like, I want to lock it. Like, you know, you get what I mean? He was saying shit like, oh, when I signed this one deal for this amount of money, you didn't even say congratulations. I said, I'm not in your fucking pocket.
Not smelling his pussy.
Right. I'm not in your, like, you don't give me no money. Nigga, what the fuck? Yeah. I'm not in your pockets. Like, what is you talking about? Like, I'm not in your fucking pocket. So what do you even mean by that? And then he's like, that's all you care about? And I'm like, okay.
I mean, it is telling if I'm not in your pockets and you just got something, and you just got, right. It is. It does correlate.
Like, you talking about, I didn't congratulate you when you made the X amount of money when you made it, but you didn't congratulate me when I made my first book, my second book, when I did my podcast. You ain't never asked to come on a show. You ain't never told me congratulations for the LA Live show. Didn't ask if you could come. The Arizona show. Didn't the New York show. New York. I even told him for the Arizona show. I was like, yeah, you should pull up to the Arizona show. Like, he goes out there all the fucking time. Did you ask me about fucking details on that? No. I've tried to come and be around shit that he got going on. He'll be like, I don't want you around these type of people. I don't want you around this type of vibe. Like, whatever the case, which, okay, I understand, but it's just some bullshit. So that whole Nikki baby thing just made me think of that, because the girl is over there texting the nigga Mozzie, like, you know, he's over there like, yeah, I want to marry you soon and I want to be with you.
Oh, I see the question.
And then he's
now
popping out and being with another. Like, it's like, y'all just be talking,
just be
shit.
Talking shit to me. Just because they think you want to hear that. No, I want you to be honest with me. I want you to be real with me. You don't got to lie.
But I think he really, like, he was meaning it in the moment. But it's just like, I don't know if it's because he's smelling this shit. I don't know what it is. But ultimately, at the end of the day, with all of that said, you know, I love him. I wish him the best. Like, I mean, I'm really not doubling back on that, like, at all, because at this point, it's just like,
been too many things.
It's
to
just
show
weird.
You.
It's just weird. Like, it's just not even handled like a real nigga. You feel me? Like, it's just lame. It's like a little ass boy. And this is exactly why I said you're not ready for a relationship, and you're definitely not ready to be with me, because how, anytime shit is not going your way, that's how you handle it.
Yeah, like a child.
Like a child.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, y'all, that's the end of the ep.
Look, not Miss Nikki baby bringing in some emotions.
Right. Sorry, y'all. Because that shit pissed me the fuck off. I was like, what? You're weird. And it hurt my feelings.
But it did hurt your feelings. But also, in the same sense, to look at it from that standpoint, I mean, it could be, I don't see Miss Nikki Baby being at fault though, because she obviously didn't know.
I don't think she's at fault.
You know
fault.
What I'm saying? That's what I was saying with the other girl who was saying that, and I'm the one in the wrong. She was trying to point blame, being like, Nikki doing the same thing as me.
She's
when
not.
It really be these men who are the liars.
Lying.
The lying, the cheating, the manipulative, the conniving.
Right.
And I'm just a bystander. If I want to roly bling bling like Nene Leakes, then I just wanted to roly bling bling.
Right. But, no, I don't think Nikki's wrong at all. She was doing what she's supposed to do. You went and played me. Now I'm about to have this man buzz down my
exactly.
wrist.
Exactly. And like, it might have been a conjoined thing together. They'd be like, you know what? You post me, I post you. We in this bitch together. Like, you know, he made me look crazy.
Right.
But I don't think we have any time for advice, you guys.
The advice is to fuck with a real one and not these fake ass motherfuckers who tell you everything that you want to hear. Because when push comes to shove, they not going to have you how they say they will.
Period.
Looking for easy, flavorful meals that fit your busy schedule? Factor's got you covered with chef-made gourmet dishes that are dietitian-approved and ready in just 2 minutes. Whether you're on the go or just want to eat well without the hassle, these meals help you stay on track while enjoying great taste. Fuel up, feel great, and keep moving. No prep required.
With everything going on, especially while us touring, Factor meals have been a game changer. Between the nonstop schedule and trying not to overspend or waste money on groceries, having ready-to-eat meals that are actually good has made life so much easier. No stress, no extra time spent cooking, just quick, delicious meals that keep things running smoothly. Honestly, we have been a fan of Factor Meals since we first got sponsored with them in the beginning. It is such a game changer, you guys. The meals are delicious. They are quick and they are effective for sure.
It saves us so much money while we're touring. And, you know, when we're out and getting groceries and all of that, it's just too much. The groceries go bad. With this, we know what meals we're going to get, how many we're going to get, what we're going to eat. And we just love it all around. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals. Based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/behindthelikes50off. Use code behindthelikes50off to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code BEHINDTHELIKES50OFF at factormeals.com/BEHINDTHELIKES50OFF to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.